My next guest on the episode was Joanne Miles, a longtime ADOM member and the vice president of the Kansas City ADOM chapter. All right, everybody, we're going to get into another episode here on ADOM Radio, and we're going to change things up a little bit. Really, really excited. We've been talking to all kinds of people here at the conference, but wanted to bring on somebody from one of the ADOM chapters, such a successful piece of ADOM, as you guys have moved along and kind of built these local groups or whatever. So I have on the podcast with me Joanne Miles from Kansas City, Kansas. How you doing, Joanne?
I'm doing great. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Thanks for coming on ADOM Radio. So you are the vice president of the Kansas City chapter.
Mm-hmm. Yes? Yes, I am.
And how long have you been a member of ADOM?
Been a member of ADOM for over 10 years now.
Okay.
And started really when they were just early inception of ADOM. And just it's just been an honor to be part of this amazing group, the growth of it, and just to see its evolution and really giving legitimacy to what an office manager really has to do, and the really we were running their business.
Yeah. You know, I think it's really neat because as I've learned more about ADOM and I've got to be a part of this, it's like it started with the vision of Heather and the team and everything, and all the resources that they have given you guys back. What's really neat to watch now is what I think you guys are giving back, not only to ADOM, but then I think just to the industry. And like you said, I mean, the empowerment of the office managers. I've been talking to so many of these vendors. They love talking to all of you because you're giving them a lot of good feedback and things like that. It's been really cool. Really cool stuff.
It is. Early on, I've been in dentistry over 30 years. I started as a dental assistant, you know, and I migrated into the front office, and it's because I could stick a sticker on a recall card, you know, and you just sort of learn by, you know, it was sort of baptism by fire for so long. And you were really on an island. You had no one to talk to, no one to learn from and grow from. So to have this organization now and everything that Heather has done to create this atmosphere of like-minded people, we can collaborate with each other. And that's what I love so much about the local chapters, is that this conference is amazing, but it's once a year.
Sure.
We can take that now and duplicate it and have that in our own communities. There's enough patients to go around. And there's always this thing like we're competing against each other and we can't like share our secrets, but that's not the truth.
No. Well, especially as you know more than anything, and I chuckle at this, I mean, this push for new patients, but how many practices have thousands of their own patients in their practice that need care?
Exactly.
That they can serve and things like that. So I have to ask, I haven't had a chance to ask anybody here yet. So did you go to 10 years, right, at ADOM?
Yeah, it's been at least that. I was trying to figure it out, but it's been at least that.
So did you go to the conference that first year that you were there?
I think I went to their third conference.
The third one?
Yes.
Okay. So paint a picture for me, because I'm going to paint a picture for everybody of what we're looking at now. As you can hear, it's very loud. A lot going on. What was that third one like? Like, was it just one row? How many vendors were there? Was it like...
I think
was there like 10 people there?
No. It was definitely growth in then, but it was a few hundred, I would say.
Sure.
And it seemed overwhelming then just because there was nothing like it before.
Right.
And the energy was there and it was wonderful and they were just finding their way.
Yeah.
And there were vendors there, but nothing to the scale of today. What we have today is truly remarkable. What we had before was remarkable, but the growth with it, within this, and then just the vision that we've had, you know, most organizations start at the local level and then get to the national.
Right.
This started at the national, and
it's
now
going down.
It's going down, and it's sustainable.
Sure.
That's the beauty of it.
Yeah, no question. So talk a little bit about this this weekend for you. Is there any particular course that you attended, want to attend, that you got a lot out of?
You know, being a repeat attender, the one thing I have always enjoyed about ADOM is that they actually listen to our feedback. And one of the biggest feedbacks that I gave from last year and many others was, now we're at this level, now we need the advanced level, you know, and they delivered this year. So I'm really actually feeling like I'm getting those nuggets still, that continually feeding of information that I need to empower me to go back to my office.
Yeah.
So I really enjoyed the Adom Fast Track meeting that we had yesterday afternoon.
Yep.
And then I just finished with Jenny Haggerty, the HR GPS. And yes, you know, we've learned GPS, we've learned all the HR stuff, but it's just nice to have that reinforcement that you're not really insane. Like,
exactly.
Like, I'm not the only one that has to deal with this.
Yes, even though you know you have all these people, but you're like, okay, somebody else has that problem.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. That's crazy. Yeah, so talk a little bit about, you know, I'm glad that you brought up the feedback part, because I think that is so important, like you said, for the lifeblood of an association to be able to, I mean, it's almost like you guys have said, okay, I finished my homework early, now I'm ready to, like,
now
get
what?
To the
net,
right, now what? And I think that's cool, right? That puts the onus, and rightfully so, and they're certainly up for the challenge on Heather and Lori and Kim and the team to make sure that they're continuing to provide new ways for people at this meeting to collaborate and more relevant things that are out there right now, which is super cool.
I really feel like they really do keep reinventing.
Yeah.
I also think that the vendors now are getting it, and they're showing up here, and a lot of them, their first time vendors, will make comments like, I can't believe this, like
the level of engagement.
Yeah. And then so now the vendors are actually even creating resources and helping us.
Yes. You know, it's funny you say that, because a lot of my day yesterday, a little bit of this morning, was certainly talking to a lot of the vendors, and it was, as someone who worked for a company for many years and went to tons of trade shows, it is so refreshing now to hear their feedback. I mean, I cannot tell you how complimentary they were of so many of you, to the point of you guys coming up, asking good questions, giving good feedback. And you're right, for a lot of the ways that meetings have gone lately, the vendors are kind of on their heels, like, you know, almost like, who's going to come up and talk to us? Now I think it's like, holy cow, like, they actually want to have a conversation, and they want to give us feedback about what we should maybe do with our company, which is kudos to you guys.
Yeah.
And I think the other thing that I'm seeing that I mentioned your thoughts on is that they're realizing that by listening to you, they can take that information and go back to their companies and, you know, make suggestions and be flexible and maybe bring things back to the industry or the practices that are valuable,
which is absolutely
how it should work, really.
No, I actually did that twice so far here. I mean, we use two products. We use RevenueWell, we use Weave, and we just got on board with the RevenueWell electronic forms, and so I had an idea of, hey, can we improve this? I had the ability to go straight to Alex Mundell and talk with him,
right.
And he really, you know, he listened.
Sure.
So it is an empowering thing for me to know that, oh, I have this venue with which I can I can do this. And my team knows I'm here, and I told them, like, I'm going to be going to these people to talk to them to see to find a solution, and then that gives them confidence too.
So. Absolutely. Yeah, it's a win-win for everybody. It really is.
Yeah.
So talk a little bit about your chapter, and I think just most importantly, what you have found is to be, you talked about it a little bit, which is the conferences once a year, so much great stuff, but then, you know, you get back into the swing of things, your practice, and people have their challenges, and they need help, and that's certainly what the local chapters have done. But what are a couple of things that you've done specifically in your chapter to really help the people that are there?
Sure. So, we started it, obviously, from scratch, and I am the vice president. Shelley Adi is the president. We've been blessed to be able to use a beautiful dental education center for our meetings, and what we did to start it was to get our founding sponsors, which is Patterson Dental. They opened up the door for us to be able to just get the word out.
Right.
And so we talked at their sales meeting and did flyers for that, the Dental Society. And so now we're building a group of very efficient, you know, very good office managers, but again, we all have been on an island.
Yes.
And so now it allows us to give us a voice. It's a place for us to really help and support and develop each other.
Right.
And not tear each other down or worry about competition or anything. It's not that. And we created ground rules, and it's not an area to what some doctors worry about is, oh, these are just a bunch of people who are going to share how much they make, and right. now my office manager is going to want more money from me, and that's not it.
Right.
And
right.
And I think we're doing it right because we're growing.
Yeah.
You know, we're close to 40 members now. We have great quality speakers that come in, and one of the things that we do with the speakers is to make sure it's not an infomercial, and it's about it's educational.
Yeah.
And it's a relationship, and that everybody walks away with something that they can actually put into practice the next day when they go back to their own practice.
Yeah.
And then we have a Facebook page. We talk to each other throughout. If an opportunity comes up where we can throw another meeting in because we got a great speaker to come in, we do that.
Right.
So it's you can't rest.
Sure.
You have to continually grow with it.
Yeah.
But it is a passion of mine. It's a passion of Shelley's to have that collaborative, fun environment and to grow and build each other up.
It's interesting when you talk about the concern or the fear from the dentist that the office manager is going to maybe the whole pay thing. Well, I'll put a little SOS out there. If someone's an ADOM member, they don't need the local chapter to have that conversation with
their
doctor.
No, you really don't. Yeah, like you've got some bigger problems.
Yeah. If they're going to feel very empowered to want to go to you and make a professional suggestion that they are compensated well for their responsibility.
Right,
so,
right.
But you bring up a real issue,
right? It's a concern of theirs.
It really is. And I think that it's such a great point that's the type of crucial conversations that need to happen.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's going to help the doctors understand the value of it and help them get over some of those little humps that might have existed for many years and realize that the power is in the collaboration.
Exactly.
So,
exactly.
All right, so last thing before we go here, and I don't want to keep you in front of lunch because it looks like they're putting it out, but if someone is an ADOM member and they're not a part of a local chapter or they want to start one, what would be your one piece of advice to just kind of help them get started?
If they would like to start one, I would reach out to Lisa Kelly at ADOM. That's number one. And then they'll let you know if, you know, what geographic location you're in, if all the members around there, and they will help you. They will get the word out to those people. They will get the right resources into your hands. And then reach out to other chapters that are in or around your state or even out of state, but in your regions. And because that is also the big key to ADOM, that's the thing, is that we all love each other and support each other. And it's somewhat of an anomaly because predominantly we're all women, but there are a lot of men too.
Sure.
But generally women, you know, can get a little catty, but that's not this.
Right.
That's not this environment here. So we would love to help you. We want you to succeed.
Yeah.
You know, because it's only going to elevate us all together. I always say that over the years, dentistry has become diluted as far as our legitimacy and our profession, and that my passion is to not have it diluted, to really raise it up, raise the bar up, and have a high expectation so our patients are healthier and happier in the end.
Absolutely. Yeah. Joanna, thank you so much.
Thank you.
This has been great. Like I said, I've got a chance to speak a lot of companies, but I wanted to bring on some of the ADOM members and some of the people like you guys are doing some great things. And obviously, it takes a lot of commitment, you know, for you and Shelley to start to run your local chapter, even more so than the responsibilities that you guys have. So I'm sure that a lot of people you guys work with appreciate that. And enjoy the rest of the conference.
Thank you so much.
All right. Take care.